outside the Beis Hamikdash. Other Gemara says Meisvei. I have a question like this. It says, there's a Gemara in Zvachim that Vekulon Shepokoku Megabia Mizbeach, all these things that came off the Mizbeach, the din is lo yachzik. You have to put it back on again. So Rashi says this goes on, and when Zvachim talks about that there are certain things that you put up, you take down. And that's the Botsa Kotchikot, on the Botsa Kotchikadoshim, that's Hatzemer. If you have just a hair, the wool of the Rosh HaKvosim, or else the beard of the Tiyoshim, the goats, or else it's almost just bones and just Gidim, or just the hooves, or the Tlofim, so when they're still attached to the Botsa, you're allowed to bring it and bring it on the Mizbech. They have to be separated, just have a bone by itself, the din is then, you don't put it on top of the Mizbech. Now all these things, if you put them on top of the Mizbeach, and then it came off, Agam Mizbeach, so let's say you put up a behemoth there, but then just the bone came off, so the din is just on the bone itself, you don't put it back up again. It's lo yachzav yein b'mil, no isamila. So it says again, the Kulon Shapak, all these things that you're not supposed to put up there by itself, if they come off the Mizbeach, is lo yachzav, you're not supposed to put it back up again. And therefore, then there's no isamila, since it's not supposed to be burnt anymore, there's no isamila on it. The same thing it says there, Gecheles. Here we have a coal. Toshna means the coals of the burnt up carbonus. Shepoka miagabim, that came off the Mizbeach. If we ask, you don't have to put it up again. If it came off the Mizbeach on the floor, you don't have to put it up again. Rashi says, Bechain Gecheles, Shepoka miagabim, Flemar is not talking about not the Gecheles of the Emurim itself. We're not talking about a piece of the Emurim that came off. Because that, for sure, you do have to put back again. It means a piece of Gecheles, a coal, from just the wood of the Malacha of the Mizbeach. Now we say once it came off the Mizbeach, you don't have to put it back up again. So the Diak is, so now it's Mashma Ho'agabia Mizbeach, if these coals just came off the Malacha of the fireplace, but it's still on top of the Mizbeach, on the side of the Mizbeach, then Yachzer, then you still should return it. And Mashma, then there'll still be Nisimilu on it. Right? Rashi says here, Yachzer, that's the Midakradaika, the Yachzer, Mashma de Meulim Boy. So Rashi says, since his Mashma just came off on the Mizbech itself, on top there, you're supposed to put it back, Mashma still in this Amila. Feel the Yachzer Trumas, even after you made a Trumas Adeshin. Because here, while we're talking, well, you made a Trumas Adeshin already. Here, so it's a riot to Rabbi Yechanan that they're still in this Amila. Even though you made a Trumas Adeshin, but the ashes on top of the Mizbeach still has Nisimilu on it. Because here it's Mashma, those ashes, that coals, as long as on top of the Mizbeach, you should put it back again. So the Gemara says, Bishleim alu Rabbi Yechanan Nicha. According to Rabbi Yechanan, it's very good. Why should you put it back on again? Because since there's Nisimilu still, so maybe you should still put it back on the Mizbeach. Elo l'rada, he learns, no. Once you make a true Masadeshin, there's no more Nisimilu on the ashes. It's so kasha, so the Kedusha goes off the ashes. So now if this coal came off the fireplace, even though it's on top of the Mizbeach, why should you put it back on again? There's no more mitzvah to have it burnt anymore. So the answer is no. Omolach Rav can answer, Shani Gecheles. I'll tell you, a coal that has some substance to it is different. Yispe Mashosha still has some substance to it. So since it has some substance, Mashosha, therefore there is a mitzvah still to burn it. And therefore, Nechnami, on this time, he would also agree there would still be Nisamila. He only says on ashes. Ashes is not fit to be burnt anymore, therefore the Nisamila goes off. Rashi says, Meshem Hochi, Chashibu Lachzibu Moilambo. Afilu even after Trumas Adeshin. Avol Deshin, but just ashes. The Lespe Mashah has no substance to it, then Lespe Mila. Then it could be like Rav holds, that once you make the mites of the Trumas Adeshin, there's no more Nisamila on the leftover ashes. And he could yom something like this. He could yom a law lahach yit like this. The dig of the kasha like this. Taima mishum gecheles yispe mashasha mashme. When these coals come off the fireplace on top of the mizbech, the reason why you put it back only is because it has mashasha. It has some substance to it. Mashme ha'efer mashme, only some ashes would come off. The less by mashasha has no substance to it. Mashme afil legami mizbech ein moilam boy. Mash, even though it's on top of the Mizbeach, there'll be no mitzvah to put it back on and get to burn it. Why? Because the Kedusha went off, and there'll be no Isamila. So even though the ashes are still on the Mizbeach, in the Beis HaMikdash, you see there's no more Isamila. So Bishleim will arouse Nicha. Bishleim, according to Rav, it's very good. You could at least say it's talking about where you made a Trumas Adeshin already. So once you make a Trumas Adeshin, the leftover ashes have no Marissa Mila. So it's good why you don't have to put it back and burn it. Elo, though, the Rabbi Yechon and Kasha. But according to Rabbi Yechon, he says, calls them on the ashes on the Mizbeach. There's a Nissa Mila on it. So even though it came off, why don't you have to put it back again? So when it says, Amalach Rabbi Yechonon, I'll say yes. Who I did it could be Dafilu Afer. Even if ashes would come off the Mizbeach, you still have to put it back on again. So what does it say coals for? Behind no time of the Tonic Gechelash, you know why it says Dafka coal is called Selashim is going to teach us like this. The Yafilu Gachelis, even a coal, that Yispe Mashoshes has some substance to it, you should know, Ki Pokam Yagabi HaMizbeach, if it falls off the Mizbeach altogether on the floor, then the Din is Lo Yachzer, then you don't have to return it. That's the Chiddush. When do you have to return it? Only if it's on top of the Mizbeach. And then a Chanami, on top of the Mizbeach, even ashes, you would return. Because even ashes has a Nista Mila. Just the Chiddush is, though, that even coals, if they fall off the Mizbeach altogether, then you don't have to put it back up again. Mashma, the mitzvah Sreifa was done already on it, there would be no Indian to put it back up again. Yeah. So if there's no Kasha, not on Rav, not on the Biuchan, they both could answer according to their Shita. Now the Gemara says, Itma was done like this. Itma hanener mi bosa kodshi kadoshim. Lefnei zrikas domen. Let's say somebody has hano from the meat of kodesh kadoshim before you make the zrikas domen. So I said, there is a nista mila, like our Mishnah says, once you makdish the behemah, there's a nista mila, and the nista mila only goes off after zrika. But here, before zrika, the nista mila does not go off. So if you had hano from the bosa of kodesh kadoshim of Lefnei zrikas domen, so if you over Nista Mila, you have to bring a korban and a kerem b'chemish. Who did it? If you had a no from the emure kachim kalim liyachas rikas damim, after you made this rikas dam by a kachim kalim, the locher is then the Nista Mila is chal upon the emure and the water has to be burnt. So let's say we have hano the kitzah from a korban. So what's the locher now? What do you do with the kerem b'chemish? You have to pay back to Hegdish how much money you had a no, how much hano you had, how much worth it is, and another fifth. So what do you do with that chaymish and the keren? So Rav Amar Rav says, ma shenena yiplu l'nadova. The money you have, you should give it l'nadova to buy a korban seed, but to buy a nadova. That's what you should do with the keren the chaymish of a korban. Rashi says, Rav Amar ma shenena kloima keren the chaymish chayav b'shalim b'shvil ma shenena yiplu l'nadova l'kabon esiba. The Chayiv Namel of Yosher Milus and Chayiv also has to bring a Korban Yosher Milus. It's Chapel by Vishvil Shemol. So that's what Rav holds. Whenever you have a North and Hegdish of a Korban, you have to put the Kerem HaKoymish into the Pushka to buy under Dovis. For Levi and Malevi says no, Yovi Dovis Shekulu L'Mizdeach. Since you had a North from the Korban itself, you have to now, with the money, buy something that those things is burnt. And we'll soon see what that means. That means Rashi says the keteris. You have to buy keteris that those things is burnt. So Mura says, first of all, Tanya kavosad leiva, bring your raya to Levi. It says, Mila zu leichen aleches, if you're moil, you have a no from a korban, what do you have to do with your money? It says, halamedim lefechachom, the one that's torn from a chachamim, they said, yovi dava shekul lemizbeach, buy something with it that the whole thing is put on the mizbeach. And my knee, what is that keteris? Buy the keteris. With this a korban, there's dam, there's other things that doesn't go on, that's not completely burnt. But the keteris is completely burnt on the mizbeach, that's what you should bring with the keren b'chemish. Yeah. Now, Tani Gavos the Rav, I'll bring you proof to Rav also. It says, Hanene me demei chattis. Somebody has hano from the demei chattis. It means you had a chiv to bring a korban chattis, and you set aside money. You set aside money for korban chatis. You set aside money to be in korban oshim, and somebody had a no from the money. He was moil, so you have to pay back a keren b'chemish. So it's like this: Ach lekorban chatos. If you didn't bring your korban chatis yet, so then Yosef v'yovi chatos. In order to do with this money, you have to bring, put that money onto the money, either to the money you have set aside to buy a chatis and buy a bigger chatis. So that money could be used to buy a korban. So you see, you don't have to use the money to buy a keteris, but you could use it to buy a korban. What's going to be, and who didn't be yachla korban hashamay, if you didn't bring a korban, you didn't buy a korban hashamay yet, is Yosef Yodi Hashomai, use this money that you have to spend now, the Karen Bechemish, to bring it to buy your Korban Hashem. What's going to be Korav Chatos? At least you already bought your Korban Chatos already. So then, what do you do with this money now? It says, Yechul Yom HaMelech. You have to throw the money to the Yom HaMelech. We'll soon see why. Because it's considered now like a Chatos Shekipur Baleho. And since the Chatos Shekipur Baleho is Lemisa Azla, so what did now this money also goes like Lemisa, goes to the Yom HaMelech. What's going to be Kfar Korbu Hashem? Let's say you already brought your Korban Hashem, and now you want to first pay your Keren B'chemish. Is Yitlu Nadava? The money now put into Nadava. But just like a moisa of a korban oshem, if you had one korban oshem, you set aside a second one, and you mischapach with the first one, that's the lacha. Whenever by a chatas, it's lemisa azlam, by a korban oshem, it's l'nadava. So therefore, the money you put l'nadava. Now it's a sliver of braisa. What's going to be hanenem ikotchikadoshem? Somebody has a no from a korban, from an oil or a chatas, lefnez vikadomim, so there's an isamilu on it. Or else you have a no from a muri kotchim kalim, liyachas rikas damim. If you made this rikas damim, you have a no from the emurim of a korban shlomim, that there's nisa mila now on the emurim. So it says clearly, mashenena, the money that you want to pay back now, your current chemish, is yitlul nadava. You should put it into the pushka to find the davas nidvasiba. As he clearly raya to Rav, that with the money, not that you have to buy something like a terrace, but rather you put it into the nadava. Now it says, Kol Karbonas HaMizbeach, any korban is supposed to go on the Mizbeach, le Mizbeach. What you do with it, the money of it, use it for Mizbeach. Karbonas Kotche Bedegabayis, somebody had an or, somebody's over near Samila from a korban, that's only for Bedegabayis, then you have to pay back, you carry the Chemish, what do you do with it? Is the money you should give over to Bedegabayis. Karbonas Tzibah, let's say somebody had an or from a korban Tzibah, and now you want to pay back, you carry the Chemish, is the money should be spent, the nidvah tzibah should be put in the pushka with a bind of davis with a korban tzibah. So that's what this braita says. I call upon him, it's a riot to Rav. But now the Gemara Stami has a kasha, a gufa kasha. I have a steer in this braita alone. There's something wrong with the braita itself. It starts off saying, actually, korban chatos, if you didn't, well, you first set aside the money, and you had enough of the money. So now when you bring back the keren v'chemish, if you didn't bring your chatos yet, add on this money to buy a bigger chatos. Yosef Yavi Chatosai. Misha Korban Chatos. Let's see, you already brought your Chatos then. So then it says, Yechul Yem HaMelech. Then this money is like considered like a Moiser of a Korban Chatos that goes to Misazla. So with the money you have to throw away in the Yem HaMelech. Then it could turn, then it says, at the end of the Bryce, it says, that Kol Korban HaMizbeach. Any Korban is only for Mizbeach. La Mizbeach. Then what do you do with the money? You put the money to buy another Korban. Here it's Mashmi, even though we're talking about a Korban Chatos. And even though you already brought your chatas, the money now, the keren v'chemish that you pay up now, bring it to buy another korban. And before we just got finished saying, it's lemisa's law, you have to throw the money to Yom HaMelech. And here it's mashm, no, you put the money, you can bring a korban. It's mashm kol korban, it's any korban, even a korban chatas also. That even though you already brought the korban, if you had enough from it before, now when you bring a keren v'chemish, mashm use it to buy another korban. So it's a stira. Masha, whether the Bailam have its kapor, brought the korban, or didn't bring the korban yet, still the money of the keren b'chemish goes for korban. So the spirit, the Reshit says that when you already had your kapor, when you carved the korban, then the money goes lemisa, the money goes l'liyam melech. So the spirit. So where it says no, I'll answer you like this. Reisha Rabbi Shimoni. In the time of the Reisha that says it goes to Misa, goes according to Rabbi Shimon Shita. The Yom that he holds, Kol Chatosa Shekipur Baileho, any time the owner of the Korban Chatos has its Kapara, like we have two Kabonis. As soon as he brings one in the Mechapa with one, the other one is Thomas. It always goes to Misa. Therefore this money also, since you already brought your Korban Chatos, the money has to go to the